And how about the thing that grows in the top?
Tassel, common tassel.
And did you ever use the tassel?
No, I never had.
And when you ate corn, how did you eat it generally?
Well, boiled and fried. The young, tender corn we would boil. And then the one that has matured enough that has what we call milk in it. And you can tell that by pressing one of the, pressing the corn, and if a little white substance comes out, why it's, has enough to fry. And we'd fry it and then use it different ways. We'd make corn pudding and fry it and boil it.
And when you boiled it, how did you eat it?
We would just eat it. We would salt it and butter it and eat it.
And that would be.
And we didn't have the corn sticks that they have now. We would just take our hands and eat it.
When you were a girl, did you call that roasting?
Yes, and we would call it. We did roast corn a lot. The tender corn, we put it in the oven and roasted it, and it was good. Mm-hmm. But my mother usually boiled it because I think they didn't like the boiled corn, the roasted corn, as well as they did the boiled corn.
Would you still call it roasting ears if it was boiled?
Yes, we usually call the corn that is not too hard to eat roasting ears.
And the little things that grow in the woods, some of them are poison, some of them are very good, look like an umbrella.
Oh, that's toadstools and mushrooms. We don't have any mushrooms around here much. It's toadstools that, and they are poisonous.
As a child, you never ate any?
No. We ate what we called May apples. Early in the spring, there was a little vine that had little things about that big, as long, April or May, and a crowd of us girls would hunt for May apples, and we'd just have a lot of fun eating May apples.
Would they be sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would go to the garden and get the vegetables, would you say you're going to, what I'm interested in is how you would express going to the garden and gathering some corn and gathering some flowers.
We say we're going to gather vegetables for lunch, for dinner.
Would you say, would you say the same thing for flowers?
We'd usually say, I'll cut some flowers instead of gathering them. But you gather the vegetables and you cut the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Those are interesting differences, aren't they? Because you might do the same thing.
Of course.
The vegetables.
Of course.
But there's
different expression.
And did you ever grow those big orange things that...
Pumpkin. I don't. We grew watermelons and mush and cantaloupes. I'm sure we did.
But they weren't part of your.
No, they. We didn't. We didn't care too much for pumpkin.
How about the smaller things?
Cantaloupes.